Hi, everybody. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Peter Llewellyn, and I run the services at medcomsnetworking.com. So, information, resources, activities for people who work in and around the business of medical communications, medical education, medical publishing, and so on, and the associated businesses. So, you'll find lots of resources at medcomsnetworking.com. And specifically, have a look at Network Pharma TV. You'll find hundreds of videos about all sorts of matters around medcoms. And specifically at firstmedcomsjob.com, you'll find lots of information for people who want to come into the business. So I'm having a bit of fun at the moment, just talking to people from different roles across Medcoms, talking about their personal journeys. How did they get into Medcoms? What are they doing? What their sort of working life is like, and so on. So just a relatively short conversation, quite an open conversation, which gives you a few insights into what we do. So today I'm absolutely delighted to have Jasmine with me. So Jasmine, I won't steal your thunder. Just tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you and where are you? Let's start with that.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. So my name's Jasmine Morton. I work for a company called NextGen Healthcare Communications. So we're an independent medical communications company based in both the UK and in the US, in New York. And I work from out of the London office. So that's me.
Excellent. Okay, thanks very much. So I'm actually going to start with a question about NextGen. Let's just cover this off and then we'll go back to your personal journey. So just tell us, for people who don't know anything about NextGen, just give us a little bit more information. So you've said it's UK, US based. Give us a sense of the size of it and the sorts of work you do.
So at the moment, I think we have about 80 people working for the company. So it's a really nice, very close-knit agency. So we have a great relationship within our team in the UK, but also with our US team. We work on a huge variety of things, really. Medical communications, the core, medical education, but we also do patient engagement, strategy, digital platforms. So it's quite varied, it's quite creative. And yeah, it's just a really nice place to work, to be honest.
Oh, that's great. Okay, that's nice to hear you say that. And let's go for you specifically, let's go back in time a little bit. So tell me a little bit about your background. I know you've got a medical background. So tell us where that started and give us a bit of the feel for your training. And then at what point did you go, actually, I'm going to go out and look at a different job, and what drew you to Medcoms? That's the essence of what I'm trying to talk about.
So I think, as with most doctors, I think I decided about the age of 11 that I wanted to be a doctor,
Right.
because I loved science, I loved people, and put them together and thought, oh well, I'll do that. So I worked very hard and got into Cardiff University to study medicine. Had a great time there. I did an intercalated BSc in clinical epidemiology, when I was there, which was probably my highlight. And then went on to be a junior doctor. So I worked in a variety of places, so Wales, Oxford, Buckinghamshire, went through COVID, all of this, and then started my specialty training in obstetrics and gynecology. Did a year of that and then transferred into GP training. And it was at this point where I was just starting to think, actually, I think that my path lies outside of medicine. And that's when I did some soul searching and found medical communications. And so that's when I applied to NextGen, and I've been there ever since.
Excellent. Okay, so I'm going to be a bit nosy and ask a little bit more about the sort of the reasoning behind it, and I guess that's what we're all interested in. So, you're obviously doing well in medicine. You've got your pathway ahead of you. Your BSc type activity, I mean, that shows a specific interest in maybe the more scientific side of things, I guess. But just, what, if you don't mind me asking, what was it about? And I guess in GP land, which where you were going, what was it that was making you look for something different, if you see what I mean.
So I think the thing that I found really interesting was that I didn't know at the time. And so I couldn't put my finger on what it was that wasn't quite working for me. So I actually went to a careers counsellor, and I found that was one of the most helpful things that I did, because it really
Okay.
teased out what it was that for me personally I needed from my job. And actually, the thing that I really focused in on was creativity. And there is a certain type of creativity within being a doctor, because you have to have very creative thinking when you're diagnosing things like that. But it's more the visual creativity that gives me a lot of joy. So actually doing things like videos, animations, things like that really stimulates me and makes me excited. And that's not something that you do on a day-to-day as a medic. And it was quite a revolutionary moment for me to realize that I mean, obviously there's lots of different aspects to it, but actually I think at the very core of it was having a job that gave me that stimulation that I was craving. And so that was one of the big factors for me.
Okay, and so I don't know how you whether there's an easy answer to this, but you're in that position and you're looking around for alternative careers. So what makes medcoms then start to feature on your radar?
Well, I'd never heard of it. I'd never heard of any job outside of the NHS, to be honest. People, would tell me they'd do a London job, and I'd just be like, okay. So I spent a lot of time on LinkedIn, just looking at people's profiles where I thought, wow, they have a job that sounds cool. So I suppose I went through a whole series of people, and I asked them if I could have conversations with them to ask them what their job involved on the day to day. And I stumbled across someone who'd been a medical writer. I'd looked at their job and thought, God, that sounds fun. And then I started to look more into medical writing. I did actually watch one of your webinars
All right, yeah.
on different types of communications companies, and I listened to a podcast, and that actually had the one of the directors from my company now was on that podcast, and that really got me thinking that actually these sound like places that fit me. So
Okay.
it was quite a convoluted way of finding it, and I didn't really know anyone that was in it.
Okay, now I mean, speaking of someone that spent many years trying to promote medcoms as a career opportunity, I'm very aware that an awful lot of people still just don't know about it, sort of thing. And I just always find it interesting to hear a bit about motivations. And it's usually a little bit convoluted. So, somebody knows somebody or something. Hopefully, what we do with things like First Medcoms job is at least provide that information if you start to look for it. But let's think about okay, so you've started to home in on it and you're thinking this is an interesting aspect, an interesting possibility. Talk us through, just in basic terms, what was the process of then getting into Next Gen? There was, I'm guessing, and did you look at medical writing as that's specifically what you're interested in? So you're going for a job as a medical writer at Next Gen. Just give us the headlines. What was the process?
So I again, it was one of these strange ones because as a doctor, you don't ever apply for a job in a normal way.
Yeah,
So I'd
exactly.
never
Yeah.
applied for, I mean, I'd applied for, small, part-time jobs, but I'd never actually applied for a job before. I'd just gone through my training. So I found that quite challenging. And I ended up speaking to a recruiter who really, really helped because that was the It was just someone who could help me through that process because it was the process itself that I found the most difficult.
Okay.
And so they went away, and I was very specific with what I wanted, because by that time I knew that I just wanted a nurturing environment because I knew that this was a big change for me in my life, and that even though it sounded like something that was going to fit me, I actually was jumping a little bit into the deep end of a different world. So I really wanted a small company that was really nurturing, that was very safe, and maybe one that had a very good, like a good reputation. So that I was quite specific, and I said, I don't want loads of people to apply to. I just want these types of companies. And I think that was that, and also ones with a focus on medical education, because that was something I did a lot of. I did a job in medical education as a doctor, so it would be a natural move for me. So yeah, that's how I went about it.
Okay, again, I'm going to pin you down the specifics. So you're going through a recruiter, which is great, and then there's writing tests, interviews involved. Just talk me through it a bit. I'm trying to get at the nitty-gritty there, but the medical writing test, for instance, specifically. Presumably, you had to do one, and what was that sort of experience like?
So I found that really quite satisfying. I think just because I hadn't done anything like it since my intercalated degree, because you don't do a lot of writing as a doctor. So with Next Gen, we had it was quite that was actually the hardest writing test out of all of the interviews, in a good way, in that I felt really challenged. So I did an editing test, but also created a poster. And I can't remember all of the things, but it was really nice. And then I had an interview, and it was really there were different people on the panel that I felt that I could relate to, but also learn from. And I found it very I found that the writing test was a good level of challenging, but doable. And then I found the interview really enjoyable. And I liked that there were a couple of different people on the panel that had different experiences, so I could also learn in my interview about them. which I found also was a really, really important part for me.
Okay, so it's a relatively straightforward process. I mean,
Yeah, it
the
was.
medical writing test is probably the thing that, you know, people talk about the most in terms of, you know, that they're not quite sure what's involved, or, you know, you tend not to get a lot of guidance. So it's like, well, I don't know what I'm doing, and I'm not a medical writer. And what I say to people is, well, you're not supposed to be a medical writer. You know, then they don't want you to be a medical writer. They actually want to know whether you can be a medical writer. So it's just interesting to hear your sort of thought process around that. So, okay, relatively straightforward, and you got in. I'm going to ask one quite slightly provocative question, and then we'll go on to a little bit more about the sort of what you're doing in next gen. And the question, which frankly I ask all the medics that I talk to, did you have any concerns about crossing to the so-called dark side? And did you know your friends and colleagues around you in medicine, did they go, oh, you're going into a commercial environment, you're going to basically work with the pharmaceutical industry? Just if you don't mind me asking, just a little bit, you know, what was your Was there a problem? Was there any issue? Was there any discussion, or was there not?
So I think in my circumstance, I think that all of my friends, family, and colleagues knew that I need that I needed to move
Need
into
to move,
something.
right? Okay.
They were, I'm quite an open book. So I think that they, to be honest, were all trying to support me in whatever I went into, whether I, completely went out of a medical career completely. And actually, I think that the fact that I was moving into something medical education orientated was and is something that a lot of my colleagues are really supportive of, because I it's sometimes hard to describe what I do to my friends who are doctors, but often I just find it helpful to say, actually what we're doing is, alongside pharma, we're educating consultants. And as for me, I had a lot of different ways of being educated as a doctor, but I never really saw how consultants are being educated,
Right.
and it's just a different insight. So,
Okay.
and a lot of my friends are very, very keen on congresses and conferences, and we do a lot of coverage for that as well. So I think that they think it sounds quite exciting. So I haven't experienced any issues really with that
That's
sort of.
all very positive then. Okay. Because again, it's just, you know, we might as well face up to the fact that there are a lot of people, you know, on the medical side who go, oh, you know, I'm not quite sure about working for the industry, although a lot of them quite enjoy working with the industry. You know, so it's just interesting again to hear you talk about that. So let's just get down to a bit more nitty-gritty. You come into Next Gen, just tell us a little bit about the sort of, you've been there about a year and a bit, I think, is that was right. So still relatively new. So just tell us a little bit, you know, what the sort of projects you've been doing for the last year, how's that worked? What sort of training have you had, and so on. Just give us a sense of what life's like.
So I think one of the things I found most surprising, but I suppose it's just a shift, it's very different, is that I've had brilliant support right from the beginning. I have a line manager that I talk to every week, and she's just brilliant. And I feel very well guided by her. So I suppose from the start, I've done so much in a year that I'm actually looking back, it's quite nice. So huge variety of things. So we do a lot of slide decks, obviously, for various conferences, symposia. I've done some really interesting animations, some VR design and
Right.
development, which was really cool. Big patient congresses and ad boards. So it's been a real variety.
Mixture.
Yeah, I think I'm slowly, obviously at the start, I didn't know what I was doing at all. So I feel like over time I've gradually built confidence. And it's quite nice because we work in very, as I said, close-knit teams. So I think that you can really learn from your seniors. I also have learned a lot from the client services side of the company. I think that they're just brilliant. They really have helped to guide me in that way of things as well, in terms of how to organize and how to develop relationships with clients, which is another really satisfying part of the job that I didn't know about. But we have a very client-facing role in NextGen.
Right.
So developing with small and big clients, those really nice long-term relationships has been, I think, because I'm a people person, that's been a really nice added
You
bonus.
enjoyed that. So a variety of projects in terms of deliverables format, so on, and a variety of therapeutic areas, presumably as well.
Yeah, exactly. So I think, and actually what's quite fun with the patient engagement side is sometimes no therapy area.
Right.
It's just about the patient, which I've also really enjoyed. It's totally different, and
Okay.
adds variety.
Okay. And again, a blunt question, but you're there as an associate medical writer. I think you've just been promoted actually to medical writer. So you're a medical writer, okay? You happen to have a medical background. You're not in there as a medical advisor. You're in there as a medical writer. I mean, I think that's a point that's worth making to the medics that are maybe listening to this.
Absolutely. And I think that if you're not a doctor as a medical writer, and I think that to assume that you have that role would be wrong. I think that the joy I find in medical writing is that that all of us seem to have quite different backgrounds.
Right.
We all bring something to the table. So, there might be a medical writer that I work with who has a PhD in a certain type of neuroscience, which so they know way more about that therapy area than I do. But maybe when they say, oh, what do we think this clinical picture might mean, if we're just struggling to understand it, that might be that some of my experience can be used there to say, actually, I understand this area, let me help. But it's not, I'm not giving medical advice, and I'm not using my medical background to treat patients, I suppose. So I think that
Yeah.
you do have to relinquish that somewhat. And I think that for me, that was very easy. But I
Right.
think that would be easy for everyone.
Exactly. And so again, it's important to articulate this sort of thing so that people understand and think about it. So as you said, and you said, you found that relatively straightforward. If you were talking, so I suppose the question and obviously the enthusiasm comes over. So, it's a great career opportunity for the right people, I suppose, is the sort of message. If you were giving just a tip or two to people who are currently in medicine and thinking about this, and I'm just hitting you with this sort of out of the blue sort of thing. You've not prepared this, but have you got a sort of an off the top of your head couple of tips that you would give people who are currently in medicine who might be thinking about making a move like this?
Yeah, I think, I mean, my first number one tip would be to take time and to think about it and to get professional advice. So I found careers counselling incredibly helpful, and I do think it's such a huge shift that just jumping without thinking could be quite difficult. So first of all, I suppose the number one question is, do you want to leave? And if so, is Medcoms right for you? And I think a process of careers counselling over time is a good idea so that you don't make any rash decisions or have any regrets. Secondly, I think that you have to really know what makes you happy on a day-to-day. And so, for example, if you have a doctor that absolutely loves a cardiac arrest, which lots of people do, it's all very exciting, or loves surgery or just wants to see person after person after person, like you can't get that in, frankly, many jobs outside of medicine, full stop. So I think that if you're someone who, like me, maybe really enjoyed their intercalated degree where they got to sit down for 10 hours straight and really think and, condense information and find that satisfying, then maybe that it is something that's more for you. And I think, again, thirdly, I think that you have to be able to relinquish that doctoriness because it is something that you've worked towards for a very, very, very long time.
Yeah.
But still have that passion for medical education for the patients, because actually at the end of the day, Medcoms is still it's still about that. It's still an altruistic job where we all care about the outcome. So I think it's careful thinking, but
Okay.
also if it feels right, then fine. Because it will, I mean.
Okay, but to put, but it is a commercial business, isn't it? So, you've come into a commercial environment where presumably people are quite concerned about, delivering jobs to quality and all this bit, but on budget, on time, and so on. Have you found any of that difficult to handle, the deadlines, the budgeting, that side of it? Or again, is it all quite comfortable for you?
It's been a huge learning curve, I think, for
Right.
me, just because I didn't know how any of it worked. So it ha and I suppose that's where I've really leant on the client services team, who are really good at that. So it has been a learning curve, and it was something that I suppose I didn't know how it was set up when I was going into the company. Initially, it was all quite, it was big and scary. I didn't really know, how quickly I should be working on a project to deliver it at the correct budget, all of this type of thing. But over time, something I found really interesting, because I've never thought about going into a commercial thing before now, because that's often not what you are looking for as a doctor. As I've started to gain a little bit more experience and gain a little bit more insights into how the company works, I'm actually finding it much more interesting, the strategy side. And actually, I suppose that's closely tied to commercial. And actually, what's the vision and how are we going to get the client there? And that actually is something that when, as I move up, that's something I'd really, really like to be more involved with. Because I suppose in a way, my clinical epidemiology degree also was about the big picture rather than the one person. And actually, I really like big picture thinking. And that's maybe why I actually have found the commercial side quite interesting.
Okay. I absolutely found, I love these chats because it's just fascinating to hear the sort of motivations and the personal journeys and so on. We should stop there. We've run out of time, but it's absolutely great to talk to you. And frankly, the enthusiasm and the enthusiasm comes over. It's just lovely listening to you talking, and it's great to hear you're enjoying yourself like that at NextGen. I know I can speak for you if and say to people if they're watching this, please, you're very happy to hear from people. LinkedIn is an easy way of contacting you. I know you're happy to maybe advise other people or offer advice to other people who are thinking about making a similar trip. So absolutely brilliant. I really appreciate your time. So can I just draw the recording to a halt there and say thank you very much and have a great day. We'll say just say goodbye. Bye. Bye.
Thank you.